The government's announced anyone going on the JobSeeker benefit will have to attend a compulsory work seminar within 2 weeks. And if they don't do that, they're going to get a sanction. The new system is part of the government's plans to get 50,000 people off the dole by 2030. Max Whitehead is an employment expert. Hi, Max.
Hi, Heather. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, as always, for being on. Do you think that these seminars are worthwhile?
Oh, absolutely. I can tell you why, because we're on the ground floor, and what actually is happening a lot out there. I mean, I was only talking to someone the other day, an employer, who has a factory and says, oh, we get these people scheduled to come in for an interview, and do you know what? Most of them don't turn up on time. And so they might wander in about half an hour later, and just think that's acceptable. And of course, we're not very, very comfortable to have people that think half an hour we've got to give them to them, because productivity doesn't happen that way. So, yeah, look, they need to front up, understand the priorities line. They need to actually make themselves more inviting. I come from a small country town, and some of my colleagues, I could talk my way into any job, and you and I would be the same with category, but these guys would work a lot better and harder than me, but they can't. You know, they can't articulate what they really, really want to do and what they can offer. And that's where I think these courses will really give them the training so they can present themselves and show that, look, I've got the brawn, and I can be reliable, and those sort of factors. But when they wander with their hands in their pockets and their mouth shut and give yes, no answers, it's not too encouraging for employers.
Yeah, I mean, so I can understand that those people would benefit from it. But what about, for example, let's just use the example that's, you know, four of mine, the News Hub guys. A lot of those guys are losing their jobs. If they were to go on the dole, is there any benefit for them in going to these things?
Well, and I think, well, look, say the news world, you know, no, they probably are pretty worldly about that. So there won't be a lot of benefit for them, no. You know, they perhaps could learn how to prepare a CV or perhaps, you know, where to find it. There could be little bits and glimmers of learnings in there for them. And look, a lot of them are students who probably were taught at school how to best present themselves that way. Mm. But I've got to say here that even school leaders are not impressing employers. They're saying they're not ready for work. And it really comes down to the fundamentals, you know, turning up to work for a starter, turning up on time is a big one, and being reliable. Those are sort of key factors. And I would say someone who's been in News Hub will know that deadlines are critical in your particular work.
Max, it was always good to talk to you. Thank you so much. Max Whitehead, employment expert.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.